7-day intensive seminar, School of the Master. This is Daily Workshop 7 and our music session. So we'll have the two together here. I am a spiritual master now. I let go and enjoy dancing, playtime, painting, laughing, clowning, theater, creative letting go, and more. I joy in training my stem cells to do all things that I hold dear in life. I train my stem cells to flutter to every cell of my body and infuse each cell with its original purity and integrity, eternally youthful. I withdraw from human proclamations and give power to my oneness as all. Okay. I am a spiritual master now. What do you think that means? That means that you are totally in charge of anything you choose to do in your life, in your world, and that's the only world that exists. Now, what are you going to do in your life and your world that makes you happy? What are you going to do that is in your life and your world that is going to make you feel the most fulfilled, most rewarded, and most satisfied? Okay, let's start with Sylvia and we'll work around. Sylvia, what do you think is the most important thing for you to do as a spiritual master to, what would you be doing as a spiritual master living a fulfilled, revealed, happy, satisfied life? What particular type of things do you think you would do?
Good question.
Well, that's the trouble. We don't really know. We haven't really stopped to think about it because we've never realized we could do it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Now, money's no object. Place, time, and what have you are no object. People are no object. Pets are no object. How and where you live is no object. So, what are you going to do that makes you happy? You're going to dance and sing and paint and play and clown and be a theater all over the place?
Yeah, it sounds good, but I wouldn't know anyone in particular, you know?
Huh?
I wouldn't know anyone of these in particular which I would want to do.
Well, then...
Creative letting go, yeah.
Okay, creative letting go.
All right. That's just the feeling.
So, what is the feeling you're creatively letting go?
Maybe...
No.
Well,
Don't say maybe.
When I let go creatively, I imagine that I write very creatively.
Okay, now, you do not write uncreatively anymore. You're letting go of your... lack of skill in writing.
Right.
You now put it in a positive frame.
I write imaginatively, creatively, intuitively. One is the flow of.
I am a skilled, imaginative, creative writer, sort
okay,
of thing. I mean something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now say it again. Not my words. You can use them. But what is it that expresses? You have something in your mind about your writing. You have something in your mind about what you want to say. You have something in your mind about the story you want to tell. What sort of a... why do you want to write? What do you want to say when you write? You want to just write because it's a fun thing to do?
Yes, fun thing to express myself with.
But express what? Who are you that you're going to express in there?
Well, if I go according to the title, to express...
No, those are just starters. Those are just starters.
Yeah.
What would you say? So, for instance, you love sex, and so you want to be the best sex person in the world.
Yeah, I would watch Don Juan de Marco.
To be a master. Charming.
I would beat him, yeah, that's really charming.
All right, now, find some other thing now. We played with sex.
You suggested
Hey, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Maybe that's what you'd like to do.
No, I don't think so. But
what is
but
it?
Who knows?
Oh, ho, ho.
Who knows that?
Who knows? Well, and hey, nothing wrong with it, right?
No.
Nothing wrong with it. Now, what? All right, let's just pretend, and of course you're on tape too. Let's just pretend that you really mean that. You really mean that you would like to be a creative person sexually. You realize there are people who might hear this and think, I'll go and help her.
Yeah.
I'll go teach her.
No,
give me something that you sincerely want to do and not... if you wish, you don't have to reveal your secrets of your life, but the thing is, perhaps there's something that you would really like to do, and we would build a little story around it, you know. Now, you would really like to write, you say, I mean, that was your term, that your thought that you came up with, but, all right, so you want to write murder mysteries, right?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, boy, that was definite. You want to write thrillers.
No.
See, we were narrowing it down. You want to write history?
No.
You want to write fantasy stories?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, a fantasy story is a story that may or may not be true.
Right.
May or may not. See, and that's the wonderful thing about it. No. You want to write science fiction fantasies, or you want to write human fantasies, or you want fairy tale fantasies, you want to write love story fantasies?
The whole mix.
My, what a conglomerate experience we'd have there. Oh boy, oh boy. We start our own publishing plant, Fantasies Incorporated. But that would be lovely too. Okay, so you're going to write a book on fantasy. And your book is a fantasy.
Fantasy and philosophy, these two things.
So now you're getting philosophy in there. Okay. So you're going to write the philosophy of master thinking. Well, what is the philosophy of a master thinking in fantasy? Okay.
Well, everything is possible.
No, yeah, and isn't that nice? Now, then you go on from there, everything is possible. Now, in your fantasy, what do you as a master do? Gregor said it'd be kind of cool to be teleporting and levitating and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Okay, now, what do you say? Is that the area that interests you too? Or would you like to have a fantasy where you are master of your mind, and every thought you think you demonstrate into an experience. And so therefore, you are so very careful of every thought you think that it is exactly the type of thing that you want to demonstrate in your life. So you start building a catalog of positive thoughts that are in the direction that you'd like to go with your life. And these positive thoughts may be that I levitate, I teleport, that I can do thought transference, that I can speak my word and instantly reveal whatever I speak my word for. I speak my word for peace on earth, and there's peace on earth. I speak my word for rain in the mountain, and I have rain in the mountain. I speak my word for a beautiful garden estate here on which we have the university campus, and we have a beautiful garden estate for the university campus. Then I play with that game, and I play with the fantasy of it. I play with any one of these things as a fantasy. You know. Now, interesting?
Yeah, well, you see, if I could put something into a picture, I like the picture of being like Samantha, you know, who
picture?
Lives in the world and is part of
You mean you like the character Samantha and how she's in the world and yet not in the world? Because, and you see, when you say picture, I right away think of a photograph type thing. Now, but by you saying picture, it's the concept, it's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, So that's not so bad. So you have chosen to write creatively as a witch might be written about, you know, a good witch like Samantha. And so...
And live like that.
And what?
Live like that.
Oh. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I know, but, I mean, you would like to be Samantha.
Yeah.
Okay, and you would like to have her wholesome attitude toward life.
Yes.
And you would like to have her attractive appearance.
Yes.
and you'd like to, you'd like to have a husband a little bit more stable than she has.
Or none.
Okay. All right. That's okay too. But then, what about you? Want any children in your world?
Sure.
How?
They have just children in my world.
I mean, nieces, nephews, or visitors, or whatever.
Yeah, anything. Yeah.
Well. Okay, but the thing is, you see, as you're writing your fantasy, you write a logical reason for those children being in your world,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so as you write a logical reason for the children being, then you creatively are giving your topic, your logic, your illusions, something that can make them true. Now, do you really want logic?
No, I don't need logic.
All right. Ellen, why don't you take the boy and bring him over here, and because he is very alive, very ripe.
My fantasy is that I'm not sitting downwind from Rex.
Oh, that gets him up in the quick.
Quick in a hurry.
Quick
in a hurry. Quick
in a hurry. Okay, now bring him over here.
Okay.
Come, Rex. Rex, hey baby, hey, you're gonna sit down, Rex. Here it is. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You two, sit down. Hey, little love, all the way down. Love. Down. Down, 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 down. We're on tape, kid. You know, here, now stay. You stay right here. And you stay right here, too. But you stay. Because you have a lot of air bombs, and you are not pleasant to be around. So, but you stay here. Because I love you so much, I don't smell anything. Rex, stay. Down, down, good boy, and love, down, down, come good boy, down, you, I wasn't listening for you, down. Down, 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 good boy, down, okay, now, you could keep talking,
it was fun watching and listening to you.
All right, so, were you being helpful, or were you being on their side or my side?
I'm on your side.
Thank you. Getting them to cooperate. Okay, good. Now, that's a good concept, right?
Yeah.
Ellen?
Yeah.
That's a good concept. Okay. So now, do you think you have anywhere in the moon the possibility of doing what you're dreaming about?
Yes.
Why?
I know that's not a fantasy in that sense.
It's real for you. It's real for you. But you see, this is why sometimes we get into things calling it a fantasy, and then we come out of it realizing that it is not necessarily a fantasy. That's beautiful. That's a great start. Okay. Irene, what would you do?
I could imagine... take off, travel, visit spectacular islands and their animals, meet people, of course, and just stay as long as I feel like staying.
Right. What would you come back to?
Sorry?
What would you come back to? You're on your wonderful journey, and or is your journey a never-ending journey?
That will be seen. I'll leave it open. It's like just exploring, going out and diving and snorkeling and playing with dolphins and run around with a dog and have sex with a man.
what kind of a body do you have?
Just the one I have.
You're happy with the one you have?
Yes.
You think that it's the ideal for anyone who wants to be like you?
There's some levitating stuff which could be developed
You'd like to develop a greater degree of master consciousness,
right.
Consciousness, in which you can do all of these things, right?
While traveling.
And to go right up to any creature, regardless what creature it is, and talk to it, and be able to communicate with it and have it understand you. Can people talk to animals?
Yes.
And can they talk to... Is there a specific language to talk with specific animals?
I think it's just the...
Or is there a universal language, huh?
It's just the language of the heart.
A universal language of the heart. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting idea. And where would you get satisfaction? Because just to do these things is not your nature. Your nature is to do things and have response. Now, what kind of response would you have in doing these things?
Bath in my own unconditional love and joy and balance.
You would bathe in your own unconditional love and enjoy it. That's good. That's good. Bathing in your own unconditional love, what would that do to you?
I would feel at peace.
Satisfied. Balanced. You see, this is what happens when you bathe in your own unconditional love. You're satisfied. You're balanced. You're content. You do a lot of things, but you do them and from unconditional love. Now, how could you be unconditional love meeting all of the creatures of the world, the animals and so forth? How could you express unconditional love in meeting these animals? Yeah. Don't try to make something out of it that it's not. How can you? What would you get out of your experience of being in unconditional love with the animals?
I would experience oneness.
And would you have a revelation in your awareness of animals and their psychology and how they feel and why they do things and why they feel the way they do? Or would you be the master, and in your mastership you would create the animals doing the things that you felt would be beneficial and a blessing to them, so that they wouldn't have to think about it, because they don't really care?
You said it very well, yes.
you made a good choice. Okay, so that's great, huh? Now, Sylvia wanted to end up writing and putting her creativity on paper and sharing it with others. Do you have any thing that you'd want to be creative and sharing it with others, or are you doing this 100% for your own enjoyment?
Right now, I think I do it for my own enjoyment.
And you think that that would be enough?
Well, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not enough when you need the rest of the world to make you happy. It's enough when you can do anything in the world and be content with yourself. If you go out in an evening all by yourself and enjoy the concert or the enjoy the stage show or enjoy whatever is nightclub and have a drink or two and then go home and feel as though you've just had a very fulfilling evening. Because you didn't have to be nice to somebody you didn't feel like being nice to. You didn't have to be charming to some people you didn't feel like being charming to. And you could be charming to all the people you want to be charming to. Yeah, you can, you know. You do that. You can be cross-table charming to many people we sit in a restaurant, and you're like Ellen, and you radiate that effervescence that you have, and the people at all the other tables look over and say, who is that wonderful lady? Who is that charming, vibrant lady, you know? And they say that about you, just like they say that about Ellen. Because you're outgoing and loud. But that's good. But that's good. Any other point you think of importance about I am the spiritual master now?
It is done.
Okay, very good. All right, Ellen, what about you?
I just feel I like a lot of great luxurious life. And it comes in my mind, Georgia. I liked when she played the game of dressing up to go to dinner and with all these fancy people around, having a lot of fun. But I would see exactly also the opposite. Living on an island and having just warm weather and a hut for myself, and the ocean, and then sitting in a big park around myself, and sitting there and being a wonderful painter, painting. All that what is in here that would just come out in a wonderful painting. And then when I want to go in a beautiful hotel and dance and eat and so, I dress up and I go and do that. And then I'm again on my island in my little hut and just having a ball.
Go on.
And I think that's really something.
Now, what does that take to do that?
Nothing, just being me.
Now, did you know, did you notice, as you said these things, you did not include me, you did not include anybody, you didn't include your family, your friends, you didn't include any. You were just a master consciousness, being a master consciousness, expressing yourself as you feel you as a master consciousness would like to express yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I saw myself actually always alone, but just having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And being alone and having a great time, what does that entail? Does that entail how do you plan to move between the various conditions that you are in? You're on a desert island, and then you're in a beautiful hotel, and then you're in Paris or you're wherever. How do you plan to move from place to place? Oh, with Gregor?
Teleportation.
Gregor's going to take you?
That's so sweet. Yeah, even with my own plane.
You may not be Gregor's thing, you know.
No, I mean teleportation. But he was making.
No.
But not necessarily.
What?
I would also enjoy just flying with a
business class or first class.
Oh, with a cocoon, in a cocoon, sitting there and being served with champagne. And oh, yes, I
that's
love
lovely.
That.
Yeah, that I would love to. I like that.
Can you see that Ellen would like to live in a cocoon? And she'd like to have that on her desert island and anywhere else that she goes. You saw the picture in that magazine there of the dormitory of the future? Interesting. You didn't see it? Huh?
Show
me.
It's in the center of the magazine, and not really the center, but in a double fold, and it opens out. And maybe it's here. Maybe it's here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's here. I think it's in the practical.
The business calculator.
Yeah, that one, I think.
Yeah.
See, that's right where you are.
Oh,
see, you let it open right where it is. So there it is. This is the dorm. This is one wall.
Oh my
that's
God.
The education center. And then this is another wall. That's the kitchen. And it tells what's in the refrigerator and what things have to be eaten before they go bad. And it has the bed here. And it has, the bed moves out into a double bed so you can entertain. And your clothes closet and all that sort of stuff. And then these are things that they have. But you might just pass that around. I think that's kind of a... And you see, the ceiling has plants on it. And it breathes the odors and takes them right out. And it's this, a full-size shut-eye pod, walls that can move, security that can't be fooled, wrinkle-killing cabinet, and a clever kitchen. And a do-everything wall that's a flat. But isn't that fascinating? Yeah. See, this is called dreaming. Now, that's not only dreaming, they're doing it. They're doing it. They have designed this, and perhaps in the very near future, they'll put that into their dormitories, you know. And not only the dormitories, when you have single apartments. Now, the Japanese do that a little differently. They have a little hole that you slide into, and that's where you sleep. And they have another little hole where you keep your clothing and another little hole for this and that. Very primitive and very practical, but not very pleasant. And certainly it's not something that you'd be comfortable in. If you have any claustrophobia, leave it open. Leave it open. If you have any claustrophobia, you have a problem. So, okay. Ellen, what sort of transportation would you have for yourself?
Whatever I would choose, I would all be able to teleport or have my little airplane. That would be even better than a jet. I don't know if I want a jet. I have something to move, but fancy.
Fancy.
Okay. If you don't have the thought in your consciousness, you will not have the experience.
Oh, okay. So I have to be precise?
No. You are doing well. I'm just saying, if you don't have such thoughts in your consciousness, you cannot have the experience.
Oh.
And you're doing very well. Now, for catching you off guard like that here this moment, that you're doing very well. I think your imagination is taking you on an interesting journey, just like Sylvia finally did. And, of course, Irene, she moved out very nicely. But Irene has a little more delight in the experience more than in the luxurious part of the experience. I'm sure you like the luxurious part, too. But that would not be your drawing card. If you could go to a casual... place and have dinner, but have good food and good service and good company, you know, that would be far better than at the Ritz, you know, where you don't necessarily know, and you have to eat with the right fork and the right spoon and stuff like that, and you got to wear clothes. So, well, you know.
Nice clothes is fun. Playing the game of clothes is fun too.
Mm-hmm. It's whatever you choose. Very good. Okay. Now, Ingeborg, how would you visualize your dream of where you would like to express yourself in your most majestic, magical way? Just like they've been talking about.
Having around me great surrounding, very large, where I feel that I'm really alone.
Having the right feeling that you're really alone?
Yes. But not to be out or totally out of the world.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep in contact for the world, with the world for what I need and what would be of interest to me.
Yeah. What is it that you need that you think that the world is going to provide you with?
A simple place with the modern opportunities.
Right.
And having something something to do which can I develop and work on, or
being needed, huh? For a project. What would you like to develop and work on? Do you have anything that would be interesting to you?
Something which I can do is to finish a work or to make it nice.
Huh? Well, all of you think about these things, because this is just the starting. This is just the think tank starting, and you want to go on from here with your dream and your imagination and come up with some really outstanding things. Now, do you think that you want... See, you don't have to work for anybody. You don't have to do a job to be maintained. You don't have to have employment to make you feel satisfied in your work situation. But you can create what you want to create. Now, what do you think you'd like to create? And that's something you might think about.
A nice garden, nice park.
Well, say for instance, what if you owned this campus here?
Yeah.
Or part of it. And you owned it, and you're running it. And so Brian comes and does the things you want him to do. He mows the lawn for you. He puts in the plants. He puts in the watering system for you. He does whatever things you want done. And you go around like the lady gardener, you know, or like the lady farmer, and just enjoy having him do these things so that you can go and feed your cat and pick up your wood for firewood that you might want to do, or have him do it, or whatever. But just be whatever you like.
Yeah.
And what kind of people would you like in your world? Any or none, or what?
People which are also something into the philosophy.
Down. Good boy. Yeah, okay. You'd like to have people around you who...
Of good manners.
What?
People of good manners.
Of good manners, who believe in a philosophy like you believe in.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, is it necessarily the University of Healing, University of Philosophy? I'm not saying that it should be or shouldn't be, but I'm saying, are you maybe going to step beyond the University of Healing and University of Philosophy? If now, certainly Sylvia is not staying in the University of Philosophy. She's stepping into realms we haven't started talking about yet. You follow me? She's going way out, and so is with Irene. Irene didn't even mention that the philosophy, but she'd live it, and same with Ellen. Here Ellen is the head of this whole organization, and it's the last thing in her mind. Not the first thing, which is okay. And hey, that's good.
That's the first time.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Totally living for yourself of what dream turns you on. That's beautiful. Now, what dream turns on, and you don't need to tell me now, this is sort of a...
At the moment, I really have no dream.
Well, I don't want you to say, at the moment, I really have no dream. Unfortunately, you haven't had a dream at any moment. Now, we want to get you started having a dream so that you, at every moment, will have maybe a dream, not always the same one.
Yeah.
With some, maybe some new twist to it that we haven't even dreamed about, you know? Because you live immortally, you're living in your ideal spirit, mind, body, you're healthy, and you're fantastic, and you're, was it 23 or 25?
25.
Okay.
Spiritual
I'm sorry?
Being spiritual master.
Yeah. That we have right at the top here. I am a spiritual master now. Yeah, that's great. Okay, super. Nice start, huh? Okay. All right, sir? Yes. What have you to tell us?
I know I had a few glimpses and moments that I experienced in my life. And in those moments, I found out at that time that it did not matter at all what I do in the hour. It did not matter at all.
Isn't that special?
And that was the greatest thing. And yep. I did every daily normal thing, and everything was absolutely fantastic. It did not matter. And that's the first dream. In this state of consciousness, I might create whatever, but
that's right.
This is the dream I really have. I know it. I've experienced this, that it did not matter. Amazing.
Does that have a state that might be tied to it, that we might have a word for it?
State of enlightenment.
State of bliss.
State of bliss, yeah. State of enlightenment.
Like you have this constant state of enlightenment.
Gregor, you're doing great, but don't say, I'd like to have, I do have. See, because that's what Ellen is doing.
Yeah,
see, if Ellen is going to play the game as just a game, as just something of the mind, then she might forget it. But you don't have to say it, but I'm just saying, the sooner we are able to say that about ourselves in the now, mm-hmm. then the sooner we have that experience. Mm-hmm. Now, Gregor, do you think that I would miss you if you were off on your universal journey?
No.
Do you think Rochelle would miss you?
No.
Do you think Rochelle might be along with you?
Yes.
And I will.
Well, when you're in this state, you feel a oneness with all.
Yeah.
You can never be separated from anything.
That's right.
And it's just, I don't know. It is. I mean, there's things that I just have to say tonight that really bugged me a lot before. And this day, it didn't exist. I did the same thing. It didn't exist. It's such an amazing thing. You don't care what you do then. It just.
And you feel you're right.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
right.
You feel.
You feel good. I want you to stop using that, if I will. It doesn't matter what you do. You are always doing that which makes you happy. You are always doing that which makes you feel fulfilled. And you're always surrounded by people who are just rewarding and delightful people.
The other thing is what I feel. Thing doesn't make me happy. I'm just happy.
And so whatever he
does. That part's good.
I don't do special things that make me happy. I'm just happy.
That's good.
I choose most normal lifestyle or extraordinary things. It doesn't really make a difference. It's just, I'm just happy. It's a state of unconditional love. You love everybody. Love everything. It's incredible.
And? How do you make that happen?
It's done. It's done.
Well, my word was wrong. You don't say you make it happen, you live it.
Yeah.
Now, you're living in that consciousness now. It's just that you're waking up to the fact that you're doing that. And that's great. I feel good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place for Ellen in there?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you're like Ellen, or you can be, and you say, nobody. I'm alone. I'm happy by myself. I'm like George Brown, sitting at the table, and then because I am such a glorious being like George Brown, everybody surrounds you, you know, everybody comes to you, everybody wants to be in your world.
That's right.
And that's nice, huh? Okay.
Well, although it's not kind of important, but it's happening then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I've experienced it. It's happening. It's just...
It all goes along with the picture. I have two sisters. One sister is a gentle sister, and she attracts gentle people to her. People of quality, people of spiritual illumination, just beautiful people. That's Marie. And then I have another sister, May, who attracts vibrant, dynamic people to her. Artists. She attracts people who are like horseback riders. She attracts people to her who are like actors and people who are in the field of the drama of life. And that's just her nature. And she doesn't do anything on purpose. It's just that's the type of charisma she exudes, that each exude. And each attracts exactly what they exude. And May didn't do anything to attract those things. She just exuded them. When she was in the hospital, that's the kind of people that came to visit her. And they weren't people. They weren't people from. They weren't people from her friendship. They were just people who were coming in the hospital visiting other people, and they just were attracted to come over and talk to her because she had that effervescence about her of being a dynamic, powerful, fun lady. You know. Yeah, and the same would be true, like for Jackie Kennedy. You know, the president's wife. Wherever she goes, she exudes who she is. And she stands on principle. Oh, she was one of the most strong, principled people that you could ever wonder. And what happened in her crazy life? She came up through the ranks, she married the and was with the President of the United States, and her children are great. She married into money. She had wealth, 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 wealth. And when her husband died, then the next thing she married was another most wealthy man in the world, you know, and became very prominent. And whether they had a good relationship or not, I don't know why they would get together, but maybe they liked each other, you know. And they were together for a while until he died. And then she got more wealth, you know. Boom, 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 boom. And she didn't really go after it. She never went after it. Her mother did. But you see, it was her consciousness. She lived in that consciousness. And so when you guys live in the consciousness of the dreams that you have in your heart, you'll experience them. And you'll experience them beautifully. Did you want to add anything more, Gregor?
What I felt this moment is also when I came home. And I would have Rochelle and Bailey there, and all the animals. I felt such a deep, unconditional love for them and everything. It was just amazing.
Beautiful.
It's just a beautiful state of consciousness that is completely non-judgmental.
That's a good feeling, isn't it? Powerful feeling. Well, and remember, that feeling is total self-confidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that feeling is that whatever you do is right.
That's right.
Whatever you do is right. And when you have that feeling, then you remember everything, you know everything, you just are content with everything. You never have to doubt yourself.
That's what I experienced, you know. I was looking for some stuff. I went to the computer store and I asked for a job opportunity. And I created a boss there. And I was completely confident. I was it's amazing.
It's just like it is.
It's really, really quite something.
Thank you.
And I was, what I felt too, I was, my physical body was much more powerful. It's just much more balanced. It is
not.
But it's just a state of consciousness
that is
so indescribable.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this is you. And this is your choice. This is done on you because that's what you want. That's what you choose to do. And that's why you experience it. And this is what we all do. We experience what we want. And we do not experience things that we don't want. We do not experience things that we don't talk about and we don't name. We only experience ideas and concepts that we talk about and think about. Okay? Good. Thank you. Now, Rochelle, what would you do if you could get rid of Bailey and Gregor and go off and do whatever you wanted to do, free of any responsibilities, totally free?
Well, I wouldn't get rid of them. I would have a beautiful home with beautiful gardens around. I love gardening. And then I would express myself creatively, painting, but all other forms of media, art, pottery, sculpting, you name it. And then I would travel the world, beaming myself to wherever I wanted to go, visiting beautiful gardens, and collecting plants to propagate, and also visiting the wonders of the world while I'm and enjoying eating out at wonderful restaurants and going to the spa.
And have the massage.
And then I would beam myself back home in time for supper.
like daily?
Yeah. And we would say, yeah, the animals is definitely part of it. The farm, you know, the house, landscaping, farm with animals. And I like spending time with animals.
You like the way Samantha's mother pops in and out? Samantha?
Yeah, but I'm going to go have lunch in Tokyo today.
Yeah. And I was right in the middle of a party.
Yeah, and Bailey and Gert can come along whenever they want.
Right. Because anything you could do, they could do too. And it's not dependent on you. It's part of your program, but not dependent. See, that's a big point. You don't want to have to drag people by the hand to take them along. You want people in your world who are on the same master consciousness level that you are. And the one we're talking about is a bit of a dream consciousness, and that's good, because you got to start someplace. So when you start with this, like I said, all of these various things in television became reality shortly thereafter. And Samantha and I Dream of Jeannie and so forth, they haven't necessarily come reality for us, but when there's a motivation for it to be, it'll be. It's like when there's war, they bring out new airplanes, you know. When there's a medical conflict, they bring out all guns to find the medical solutions for it. And that doesn't mean they find the solution. That means they start to find the solutions, and they start to reveal it. And in the process of starting to reveal, they reveal other things that they hadn't expected. And this is the magic of that. That's terrific. But your journey, you sound just like Samantha's mother. Not Samantha so much, but Samantha's mother. And what's her name? Andora? And she's not a bad woman, but she's just free spirit, doing what she wants to do, and she goes where she wants to go, and everybody knows her, and everything is paid for always. Did you notice that? There are never any bills, never any need for anything. They go in the finest coiffures, and their hair is taken care of in the most beautiful way. They go in the finest studios for salons for clothing and whatever their choice is. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter whether that... And then, if they don't like it, poof, they whiff it back, which is really something. And that's what you remind me of in your talking of your dreams for. Sounds interesting, huh?
Maybe my hair will turn.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
You gotta let it grow a little longer. Yeah. Of course, I think a lot of that's just wig too. But that's okay too. But it's fun, huh?
Yeah.
But why do you think you deserve to have that experience? And be careful how you word it, because it's not true. I don't deserve the experience. That's my life. That's who I am. You follow me? You don't deserve it. You see, to deserve it means you have built up your training. You've trained you in muscle building and stuff like that, so that you can ski and you can do these things. Now I can do it easily. But you don't deserve it. You build an awareness that that's who you are. That's who you are. Now, can anybody be a David Copperfield, a magician? Now, does everybody want to be a David Copperfield? No. Why don't they want to be? It's a lot of work. Huh?
They're not showmen.
They're not showmen. That's very true. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
They're not showmen.
And they have their own dream.
And they have their own dream, yeah. And this is a wonderful thing. Well, you're doing great. How does it feel to be such a showman? But do you think that Samantha's mother thinks that she is a showman?
No.
Is she just being herself and having fun? And does she have fun? Does she sometimes lose her temper? And is it okay for her to do that? Yeah. And does she really have everybody love her at the end, even in the middle? See, this is a great thing. Well, now we've come to the Master, who is going to tickle our hearts and send us soaring in imagination that we had never dreamed of. Sir, what does Master Heinz have to say to us about this?
Well, at 5 o'clock, when our beautiful session is finished, I will walk up to our beautiful lake, and there is a waiting for me, that catamaran, that beautiful sailing vessel, and Chico is already there barking and wiggling his tail, and I step on board and draw the line, and we sail away out into that beautiful lake where the islands are. And I see a foreshore with palm trees and little cabins, and native people's having a party, a fest, a beautiful fest, and they're already welcoming songs await me, and I go there, and they have a banquet of beautiful dishes, and those dishes are like rose flowers, like so beautiful, shining and tasting, and the smells, the fragrances, they surround the whole village, and they just make you feel bliss. And I spend my evening with that beautiful folks and share thoughts of philosophy and joy and fun, and we giggle and dance and have fireworks, and then when the time comes, I jump on the catamaran and again sail away, and I have my dream cabin where I go and dream of the next event. And I go to rest and just let it all go and see what comes up next for me, what would be the next most beautiful experience. And there I feel how the catamaran raises out of the water and sails into the Milky Way. And there up there is a new event awaiting me, and that will be the next story for tomorrow.
Peter Pan, beautiful, beautiful. And why not? I mean, not why not, and it is so, and so be it, so it is so, and that's beautiful. Now, that's just one adventure. Now, Heinz is going to write this down in the book of his mind, and one day he may put it on paper, but he'll write it down in the book of his mind because he wants to keep track of his memories, and he, not memories, but his adventures, and when he comes back, then he will sort of compare the wisdom that he has gained with the wisdom of the earth and see how science catches up with what he knows. This is what happens to every master consciousness, because the knowledge of the universe is theirs, and they have it, and then it comes to their attention that society isn't paying attention, and then all of a sudden they mention it in some way, and then later, lo and behold, there it is. It's a great adventure. Any other aspect of your reality dreaming?
Well, in my creative studio, I enjoy dreaming of concepts of gadgets or living spaces or equipment or books which I like to share with myself and whoever is interested, maybe children's story or whatever comes naturally out of the moment when I live in the now.
Very good.
There's lots of inspirations passing by the screen, and when I see one which I want to grab and experience, I just pull it out of the screen and make it alive and experiencing it.
Well, nowadays, you can have a blog. And in your blog, you can run the stories of what you're writing and the pictures of what you're seeing, and you can make those available to the world as you wish, or you can have and there's a lot of blogs, YouTube and so on. You can have a motion picture of your activity, and you can also have a publishing firm, a paper book publishing firm, in which you publish all of your beautiful ideas and your dreams and your concepts. Why would you want the world to know about your beautiful experiences?
There's no need that they have to know, it's just that it is available to share.
You would like to make publicity on what you do so that people can realize that other people do that and they can do it too. Or just to share with them what you are doing.
Just to share with like-minded people what I'm doing.
Oh, so, like-minded people. Like-minded people. Can you imagine what might happen? There are two like-minded people. One like-minded people would like to mind it that way, and the other like-minded people do it that way. Now, which kind of like-minded people would you like in your consciousness? The doers, right? Because the dreamers are okay, but you have to stop dreaming at some point and put the cause in motion in a very positive way and experience it. Because all of the things that you have said are not unrealistic. All they are is for you undone. They may be in your consciousness, but you haven't brought them forth in your experience. And that's what I want you to do, to bring them forth in your experience. Now, do you think you can?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I know I can.
Now, did you hear that?
Yes,
I know. Now, that's a nice, confident way of looking at this. And now, we're doing some pretty spectacular things here. And I joy in training my stem cells to do the things that I hold dear in my life. Now, Rochelle, what do you hold dear in your life? What you told us. Then you have your stem cells go to work on it and bring it forth. Why not? They bring forth everything else. Might as well bring forth what you really want. So, I train my stem cells to flutter to every... right. Poof, right now. Yeah. Sorry, Gregor, she's not riding home with you.
She's already
there. Tomorrow is her day for Paris. She's going through the Louvre. And she's going to make a personal inventory of the Louvre. Now, you're welcome to be with her, you and Bailey, but the thing is, she's going to be there. You'll have to come over on your own snap.
That's all right.
How about that? He sure lets you go easily, doesn't he? Yeah, that's great. No, but that's beautiful. Okay? I train my stem cells to flutter to every cell in my body and infuse each cell with its original purity and integrity, eternally youthful. Now, for just a moment, what is our original purity and integrity? To be unlimited. Our original purity and integrity is to be absolutely unlimited, to do anything we want to do now. How do we stay in that consciousness?
With affirmations
and
visualization
and
our 10,000 friends
daily friends who are ready to go to work on our behalf. That's true. Rochelle has a marching band up there and she says, I like me, 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 I like me. See, she's even clapping him on. She'd be the, what do you call, the pom-pom girl. Beautiful. Right. Beautiful. Okay. I withdraw from human proclamations and give power to my oneness as all. My human proclamations are, I'm whole and perfect, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I give power to my oneness is all. I am the all. I am the is. I am fulfilled. Now, these other things are great. But every time you say, I am divine order, you think of yourself in a relative way. Every time you say, I like me, you think of yourself in a relative way. Every time you say, I'm peace, everything is perfect, you know, I like me, all those things. Every time you say any one of them, they're relative. And because they're relative, what do they do? Because they're relative, they keep you in the relative constant. And in the relative consciousness, who is the dominant force in the relative consciousness? What you see is what you get. The appearance world. And we want to move beyond the appearance world. And the only way we can move beyond the appearance world is when we lift up our eyes to the hills of truth and love and beauty about us and claim that as the only reality that we will ever have. And when we claim that and lift our eyes to that new horizon, that new attitude, it's done. See, when Greg says that it's sort of a feeling of bliss, it's a bliss that does not know human limitation. Because any time it knows any human limitation, it's not bliss. The Buddha's bliss was beyond human limitation, beyond human expression. It was reaching into the allness, quite lovely. And this is what we want to do. We want to live in that state of bliss. And in that state of bliss, there is no limitation. The life and teachings of the Master of the Far East. Emil would often be in that state of bliss. And he would take Baird Spaulding, the author of the book, with him into many adventures. And as he took him along, Baird Spaulding said, but. And so Baird Spaulding didn't have the opportunity. Emil floated up on an elevator of rope, and Emil had to climb up. You know, it's all what he could accept. And what can you accept? You can accept the dream that you have in the oneness that you have. Okay, let's just sing a couple songs before we...
What is the claim? What are we claiming then to step from the relative?
And give power to my oneness as all. Give power to my one. You don't stop something, you start something.
Yeah.
You give power to the oneness at all.
Okay.
As all.
But you say, I claim.
You didn't. I said, I withdraw from human proclamations. I withdraw from human claims.
Okay, no. But when you say, I like me, I'm divine order and peace, it's relative.
Those are human claims.
It keeps us relative.
Relative.
So we want to look beyond.
Yes.
And you claim
that's the next seminar, Ellen.
But.
Go ahead. But
so
what?
Can I say, I'm all?
Huh? Did
he say, I'm all, I'm one, I'm all, and he is? That's all that's happening.
As we need the human game to move us into the divine game. Because now, all of us in the game that we just played, we played it in a very human way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we master that aspect, then the divine is purely ours. But so long as we feel that we're limited in any human thing, to do any human thing, then we're not divine. Once we recognize that we can do any human thing or anything, then we are truly the divine. So, if we can levitate, if we can teleport, if we can do all these silly things, and I say silly because once we learn how to do them, once we step into the consciousness that includes them, we'll say, what a silly thing, I didn't do that a long time ago, you know. My goodness, it's so easy. And you know how it is, when you learn how to play an instrument, you think, why didn't I learn that a long time ago? It's so easy. you know, and 2 times 2 is 4. That's so easy. But that's the foundation. Without the foundation, you don't have the concert. You don't have the mathematical genius. See, it's quite something. Okay, now, is God the allness? Or is God the oneness? Is God uniqueness, or the allness, or the oneness, or all that?
All.
Okay. So, I am one as God, I am one as God, I am one as God today. I am one as peace, I am one as peace, I am one as peace today. I am one as love, I am one as love, I am one as love today. I am one as joy, I am one as joy, I am one as joy today. I am one as strength, I am one as strength, I am one as strength today. Now just a minute. We have a quadrille here. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that is the total. Then we're taking these other phrases and putting them into that group, into that movement. But you can do anything you want. But I am one as God, I am one as strength, I am one as power, I am one as God. See, so this is just sort of a roundelay that has the intermission of the 2 points in here. I am strength and I am power. So that's what that means, you know. So it doesn't matter how you do the chant, but that's how it, what it really refers to. And of course, I probably should have made it a little more separate here, but I tried to save paper, not knowing that I didn't have to. I ended up with a full page here, you know. So, but this is good. Okay, let's run it through once again and do the first 4 lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, in that way we did it. And then the next line is repeated 4 times like the other one, and so on. Okay, let's sing it, because it's good for us to have this. As, yes, please? Ellen, yes?
I didn't understand at all what you meant. So all right. Just follow what you say.
I follow what you do.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I am one as God. I am one as God. Listen to me.
Oh.
If you sing with me, you won't hear what I'm doing. I am one as God. I am one as God. I am one as God today. I am one as God, peace.
I am one as God.
I am one as peace.
No, just a minute. I'm seeing it differently now.
You would probably say, I am one as God, I am one as peace, I am one as love today. I'm one as joy, I'm one as strength, I'm one as power today.
That's nice too. That's nice too. No, I wasn't reading it correctly here. So, okay, do as you feel guided and flow with it, because I see each God, peace, love, joy, strength, power, and back to God again. So, it's a nice, go for it, go ahead.
I am one as
all together. God, I am one as God today. I am one as peace. I am one as peace. I am one as peace today. I am one as love. I am one as love. I am one as love today. I am one as joy. I am one as joy. I am one as joy today. I am one as strength. I am one as strength. I am one as strength today. I am one as power, I am one as power, I am one as power today. I am one as God, I am one as God, I am one as God today. Very good, very good. So, it's a chant, and that's the purpose of it. Now, you can say, oneness as all. I am oneness as all, I am oneness as all. I am oneness of all, as all today, or something like that, you know.
Wait,
I am one as all.
Why oneness?
Hmm?
Why would you say oneness?
Because I had it written down here before. Give power to my oneness as all. But we can do anything we want.
Of course.
So, it's the fun of it. Okay, let's go on. Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I know me. I know at last the secret is to be. Ah, the loving being, knowing who I am. The living power, the joy that lives forevermore. For 'tis love and love alone that knows its own being. And 'tis love alone that e'er can be. 'Tis the answer, 'tis the being all of living. For it is God alone that rules for I.
What is A?
What's that, please?
What does that mean, A?
I?
A-Y-E.
A-Y-E. It's, I won't tell you. Look it up in the dictionary. And what does your intuitive awareness say about the eye?
She? It's an illumined eye.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. No, Ellen will read it in a moment there.
A?
A-Y-E.
A-Y-E. I don't find A-Y-E. A-Y.
A-Y-E.
With following me to express sorrow, honor, or regret.
Go on.
That's it.
A-Y
only.
Aye, sir.
What?
Aye, sir.
Aye, sir. Yeah, yeah.
That's,
I got a ship.
You could be used with following me to express sorrow or regret.
Express what?
Sorrow. Oh, no, wait a minute. Here's it. A, also A. No, same. A-A-Y-E. Also A-Y, same thing. Nothing. A, also by A, an affirmative vote or voting the A's habit. I don't understand.
Eyes have it.
Okay, then again, a small primitive nocturnal forest dwelling primate.
Ellen, in Parliament, they say, all in favor say aye.
Aye, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
In any organization, they say, those who agree say aye. They don't say yes, they say aye.
Ah, that's written like this?
That's written like that, and that's what it says. The affirmative vote. Given to any question.
Yeah.
Now, it says here, for it is God alone that rules for A, for I,
okay.
with the affirmative vote.
Okay. God
means
God
yes.
Rules with the affirmative vote. A-Y-E. Go ahead.
Which means yes for something to we had to vote for.
Yes to something approval. That you approve or vote
because
for.
We say we approve that God rules
the world.
As
that
we,
that's right, through me and as all. Mm-hmm. Interesting. See what happens when you look up the dictionary and you keep searching?
Yeah, sometimes you have to keep searching.
All right, now I think this last one we've had our stomach full of it, haven't we?
Yeah, we have had.
I am God, God I am. 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 What are we having for our party dinner tonight?
Steak and ice cream.
Super. Well, here is how they're using the, what do they call it? The
eating at 6:30 because it's already 5 o'clock.
entrepreneur with the kite power, and they use the kite to pull them in the water. These are for the Silicon executives. It's called Kite Power. There's a new social network in Silicon Valley. If you want to be in, you have to ride the wind. And this is the kite up here, and you just flow across the water. So I thought you'd like that as a beautiful finale for us. I love you, and we're still on.